Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Tuesday, we say hello to David Poile. I bring up Tuesday because he joins us every Tuesday at 11:15. Predators general manager, and every week he is brought to you by Gary Force Acura and Cool Springs Wines and Spirits. I must always introduce you this way because it's the nice and formal way to do it. I probably know your answer, but David, how you doing?
I'm ready to start a new day. I'm sure you're saying that because of what happened last night. Again, very disappointing start to coming out of the break. I really felt through a series of meetings with our coaches and our coaches with our players in terms of the, you know, their roles and the game plan, you know, objectives, all those things, a little bit of a freshness from the, you know, how chaotic it was the previous 2 weeks with the coaching change or what have you, that this was to be a pivotal, you know, time in our season, of course, and that we would get off to a good start. And the loss last night was anything but what I expected. So very disappointing, and we're back at it again today with the practice as we speak, and we're going to get on a plane in a couple of hours to head to Washington and then New Jersey, and we're going to find a way to get a couple of wins.
Looks like head coach John Hines was moving some bodies around in practice today before you guys head to Washington. So how much does this, now that you're off the break, it's going to be very compact the rest of the way. It's going to be the foot on the gas, a lot of hockey, and especially a lot of hockey until the trading deadline. How much do results change from day to day, game to game, for you, David, on what you're trying to do before the deadline, or does it?
Well, it does, because as you know, being on your show every week, and you know, the questions are all, you know, related to, you know, how we're doing as a team, how we're doing as individuals. So whenever I'm on the show, it's either after you know, a couple of wins, or in this case, after a loss. So it does affect where you go. We do have a trading deadline coming up here on February 24th. So we don't have a lot of time or games to decide whether we're going to be a team that's going to be a buyer or a seller, or for that matter, just remain neutral. So, you know, every day takes us in a little bit different direction. I still look at our team more on paper, honestly, than on ice, and think that we have a really good team that should be having a record that's better than that we have currently. But again, after, you know, we watched last night, it's certainly we're not getting the results, and we're not getting the play, you know, from you know, certain individuals and from our team as a whole to put us in a place that we're going to be winning on a consistent basis. And we've been saying that, and I've been saying that for a lot this year. So things are going to have to change pretty quickly here, or I'm going to have to reassess exactly what my expectations were at the beginning of the season.
John Hines was asked about Ryan Johansson at the end of the press conference last night, and he was one of the guys that he was more than willing to openly talk about that you guys need more out of. He's your top line centerman, and as you know, he's got a big contract, and right now has 27 points through 48 games. How do you, because he's obviously one of those guys that you're trying to get going. You need a guy like Ryan Johansson producing to get things going where you need it to go. So how do you go about trying to make that happen going into game 49?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, I think Ryan is somewhat typical of a lot of our problems this year with some inconsistency. He was one of our best players in our previous game against Buffalo, playing a very important role and playing against the first line of Buffalo, shutting down Jack Eichel. And, you know, the last night playing against the top line of Toronto, it went the other way where they had goals against, and he just wasn't a good night. What's always in my evaluation is the history of these players and what they can do. And, you know, I don't think there's any dodge in it. I mean, we can talk about Ryan and we can talk about other players, and I'd say 90% of the time comes down to your best players, your best seven or eight players, how they're playing, what their contribution is with your team. And that's going to probably be the difference of whether you're win or lose. And, you know, I've said this before, it's our best players are not, you know, I'd certainly give Ryan Ellis and Roman Josi a pass on what I'm saying there, because I think they've both been good, and Roman obviously has been fabulous this year, but I can't say that about anybody else in terms of their total contribution to our team, their consistency. We have none of these top players are having career years, so it's got to change quickly if we're going to be a playoff team.
David Poile on the line with us. This is only your third coach in over two decades here, and so you had a long relationship with Barry Trotz, and this year until after the Winter Classic, 5.5 years with Peter Laviolette, you knew the routine, the conversations, what you guys would talk about. Now you've got a new guy. How is that dynamic working, David, where everybody's trying to figure out the stuff that we're discussing, including your brand new head coach? How much does that change what you guys need to do, general manager, head coach, behind the scenes?
It's a lot of change. I mean, both on and off the ice, you know, for the coaches and the players. The coach is trying to implement, some different systems and creating maybe different roles for the player, certainly trying different line combinations. And all this, for a team that has been pretty stable for the last five and a half years under Peter Laviolette, I think is not easy. When you've been playing a certain way and asking players to play a different way, I think it's hard. But we don't have a lot of time, so regardless of what I say here, it doesn't matter. We have to be able to play. It's still a game of hockey. There's a certain way that you need to play. The mistakes that we're making on the ice are really nothing to do with, in my opinion, with coaching. It's just a lot of mental mistakes, the turnovers, the coverage or lack of coverage. I could go through specifically every goal, and it's not that you want to be in a position to just always point the finger, but there's a situation where I want to give Toronto some credit, but I think we broke down on a lot of situations where I think a good team making good decisions, being a smart team, a smart player, that these things wouldn't be happening. So a lot of this, I think, is self-inflicted of what we're doing for ourselves. And I know that's correctable, but we need our players to be sharper, focused, more committed, more stay in the fight longer. As they say, it's almost like, I've been in the last 5.5 years, we've been on the other side of the coin, where we've always had a lot of momentum. And we, if anything went wrong, we seemed to have a good feeling that we could always bounce back, which we often did. This year has been a harder year in terms of we get down and we're having a hard time, regrouping and bringing it back into a situation where we're winning. You saw that in the last part of the third period last night that, again, I think if the game might have been 10 minutes longer, we might have even come back from 3 goals down. That's how good we were playing at that point. But, up until that point, Toronto was the better team.
David Poile is with us, Predators general manager. And David, this has to be a very difficult thing for yourself, the whole hockey ops department, the coaching staff, because it does seem, as you just sort of illustrated or alluded to, that it's mental to a large degree. It's not about the level of talent. It just seems to be that mental edge that, as you said, this is a nucleus that's been together for a long time and won a lot of games. And so going into a season, you probably wouldn't think that would be an issue, that the confidence would sag in the middle of a game, things snowball. You would expect that more of a younger team. So, and I know that's got to be puzzling for the guys, too.
Yeah. Well, again, we've talked about expectations a lot this year. And, we came in by most predictions that were out there from media or even in-house that, we're going to be a strong team, one of the better teams in the National Hockey League, certainly be a team that would make the playoffs and a team that could compete for the Stanley Cup. And that's not the case. What I've learned in my time in the game is oftentimes last year has nothing to do with this year. And as we all know, in any walk of life, people either get better or get worse. Maybe they get approximately the same, but I think they get better or worse. And in this year right now, it's hard to say that very many players on our team have gotten better. And right now, this is falling under a bad year. And for the second time in this conversation, is that we need to move quickly here as individual players and as a team to put ourselves in a spot that we can be competitive and we can make the playoffs.
Well, one thing that the team is dealing with right now, and you've talked about the importance over the years of Ryan Ellis, but without him here, there are some defensemen that are having to play maybe a larger role than they have in the past when he's in the lineup. And it's hard to get a feel for when you'll get Ryan Ellis back, but does that change your thinking or speed up your thinking on any needs you might have or hockey trades you would need to make? I guess assess your decor right now, not knowing when you'll get your associate captain back, a huge linchpin on the team.
Well, I think if you were to say what could be the worst thing that happened to your team, that would be either having Roman Josi or Ellis out because of our where our defense is right now. It's taking off Ellis and then trading away PK Subban last year, put us a little bit, I don't say vulnerable, but we felt that Favreau was up for the task, and he has for the most part, though maybe he could use a little bit less ice time, but we also thought that veterans like Ekki, Hamhuis, Irwin, and Weber could certainly jump in there given the opportunity. And again, everybody is under the microscope here, and everybody is taking their share of criticism, and I think from our defense corps, they could do better too. I mean, they're not being as as good as our defense has not been as good as it usually is every year, and it just goes on. I mean, our goaltending has come under some criticism, so it's the whole package. It's there, but we have to be better in all of these areas, and right now we're not. It's hard defending our team right now based on what we're seeing, not every night, but most nights. And if we knew the answer, we would be making the changes to rectify that right away. But once again, it comes to having faith in a lot of individuals that I've seen play at a lot higher level than they're currently playing right now.
We're talking to David Poile, Predators general manager, of course, joins us every Tuesday at 11:15 here on Darren Donick and Chase. So, David, I like to make comparisons sometimes and look at different situations and try and find some way to relate them. And as I've kind of, as we've been talking about what the Titans are trying to do, I'm reminded of what you did with your team and some of the long-term contracts that you were able to sign, and you kept the core together, which is something that you've always talked about that you wanted to do to try and keep this group in a position to compete for championships. But what is the balance and the difficulty that you manage of keeping all those guys together, knowing that it's going to take money and long-term deals to keep them here, but to also allow the team to stay fresh and to bring in some of the depth?
That's a good question. And we wouldn't have signed the players if we didn't think they were part of the solution, not part of the problem. We wouldn't have kept the band together if we didn't believe that we had the pieces to stay competitive for not only this year, but for years going forward. I'm just going back to the same thing as, I can't get around it. I mean, on an individual basis, outside of maybe Roman Josi, nobody is having a career year. Nobody's having a better year than they had last year. Nobody's having a better year than they had the year before. We have a lot of players that are underperforming. And so that's the million-dollar question. Is this just a bad few games, a bad couple of months, a bad year, or are these the right players? And, as I said at the beginning of the interview, I really still believe in these guys as people and as hockey players, and we've had a lot of winning here in the last five plus years, and the guys that I'm talking about were a huge factor in that. So there's no regrets on signing guys and keeping the team together. The problem that we have right now is that we're just not playing up to our capabilities, and that's what we got to get done here quickly.
I know I've seen this out there in certain places, but I haven't asked you directly. What is the commitment to John Hines from a contractual standpoint of when he was hired?
He's signed for this year and two more years.
Okay. We haven't actually asked you that, so I wanted to bring that up. And look, something that I talked to Colin Blackwell and some of the other players last night, and you alluded to this, of just how tough it is to kind of make the change mid-season and not have the practice time with the compacted schedule after the break. That creates other difficulties that you guys are facing.
Well, that's certainly part of it, but there's time that we spend together. There's meetings. There's video. There's time. It's difficult, but that can't be an excuse. We've been together for a bit here, and I think John has in my conversations with him, he's very black and white as to how he wants the game to be played and what the roles are with everybody. I would be very disappointed if a player was not aware of what his role is and what's expected of him. I would be very disappointed if the players weren't taking responsibility for where we are right now. I mean, I haven't heard any of them say that they didn't think that we were a good team. I think it all, there's a physical part of this game, and I think there's a mental part of playing in sports. And, maybe that's something we haven't touched on. Maybe the mental side is that we just need to be more focused. It's a hard game to play if you're not totally ready or you're not totally invested. There's a physical aspect of it. I mean, you've got to be brave to play hockey, and it's a hard schedule, and it's hard work, and there's 60 minutes, and there's ebb and flow in a game where you might be a better team for a good portion of it, and it can get taken away from you in virtually a couple of minutes. So it's a whole bunch of things that go into making a successful team and a successful player. And, for the umpteenth time, we just have some individuals that need to play their best hockey here in these last 34 games. I'm not asking anybody to do anything that they're not capable of, just asking them to be back to where when they were effective and contributing and helping us win hockey games.
David, we appreciate your time as always. Here's to hopefully closing out a strong January with two more games and then starting off February the right way with a home win on Saturday night before we talk to you next week. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it as always.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
All right. That is David Poile, Predators General Manager. Every week he is brought to you by Gary Force Acura and Cool Springs Wines and Spirits. We'll come back, discuss some of what you just heard. We'll talk about this team the rest of the hour. We do that on the other side, Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.